Wake up, mortal. Hey, wake up.
Come on. I can't do anything while you're asleep. That would be non-consensual. Oh, good. Why did I have to get the heavy sleeper? As I was saying, wake up, mortal. No need to panic. It's not a dream, and there's no point in trying to escape. In the sense that there's nothing to be scared of. Not that I'd stop you if you really wanted to leave. Look, just hear me out, okay? You're probably wondering why there's a sexy girl hovering above you in a semi-transparent white dress. And why I'm paying so much attention to that tent I can see under the sheets. Well, you've got a supernatural visitor tonight. Me. And I can sense the frustrated sexual energy radiating from you, so desperate for release. You poor thing. It has to be unbearable. So, I have been sent here in response to your desperate need. Here to give you an experience of pleasure beyond mortal understanding. That is, if you want me to. I don't want to do anything you're not 100% comfortable with. And don't feel like you have to keep me happy. If you say no, that's entirely fine. And I totally respect your decisions. And I'm not going to force the issue. Okay, just so long as you're consenting. Oh, I'm going to treat you so well tonight. Let's just reveal this cock. Oh, I haven't even touched you yet, and you're already rock hard. You poor man. How long have you gone without any satisfaction? Just relax and let me take care of it. You're a lucky guy being taken care of by a... Wait, what? Hang on. I think there's been a bit of confusion here. I am not a succubus. Can't you see? Wait. I guess it is a bit dark. Let me just light up my halo and... Well, yes! I'm an angel! Ethereal feathered wings, a halo. What did you think I was? Sheesh! You'd be okay with a succubus pulling your soul out through your dick, but now you're panicking? No, I'm not here to punish you for lustful desires or anything. I'm here because of those lustful desires. And I meant what I said before. I'm here to have some truly heavenly sex with you and relieve all that tormenting frustration. Yes, I know it's traditionally succubi who do this sort of thing. Well, there's a reason. We noticed that the other lot were really cornering the market on the souls of submissive virgin men and persuading them they really wanted to be the plaything of a sex demon for a few centuries. In recent years, they've really been going after cute virgins like you, and we really shouldn't have allowed that to happen. And let ourselves get stereotyped as stick-in-the-muds who don't want guys like you to have any fun. I mean, good sex doesn't have to mean just lying back and getting it over with as soon as possible, right? Even if it's a quick encounter, you already know at the back of your mind that it's so much better if it's done with consent, with affection, and with genuine respect and adoration for your partner. But that doesn't mean it can't be amazing sex as well, right? There's no need to dabble with the powers infernal just because you feel a little bit of healthy desire. So I'm going to give you a little taste of heaven. If you spread the word about how good we angels are in bed, and how we don't need to sell your soul or anything to have some fun after your time on the mortal coil is done. Deal? Oops, I mean, not a deal. Your soul can stay where it is. Agreement. We have a non-binding agreement with no legal weight. Good. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Introducing this lovely virgin cock to my lips and just... just kissing it all over. Oh, you're sensitive. Don't try and hold it back. If you feel like you're going to come, just do it. I won't be cruel and edge you. Unless you're into that and we establish an informed agreement about how much stimulation is too much and set up a safe word that we'll use if things get too intense. Then it'd be fine. Oh, sorry, back to sucking. And slipping this poor, deprived cock into my mouth. Are you nearly there? It's all right if you are. You can come. We've got the same tricks as our succubus cousins. We can keep you going and going. So let's pump the bottom of this cock, suck the top. Do it. Give in to the... Wait, don't give in to the temptation. Just realize your natural desires in a healthy way and don't deny yourself out of fear of disapproval. However you do it, just please come in my mouth. Not because I'm going to suck out your soul or drain your energy, but because it's going to feel really good, and because I'm taking a receptive role of my own free will, so there's no need to have any lingering worries about coercing me. In short, sweet, guiltless pleasure. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, please give it to me. Feels so good. Drinking your cum. I can taste the pleasure. In the interest of full disclosure, I should say that while I'm not draining your life force as such, I can feel the positive energy you're giving off, and it feels so good. I'm an angel, after all. Doing good and making other people feel good It makes me feel good as well. By which I mean horny. I'm soaking up your arousal and adding it on top of my own. Look, the short version is, the more you express yourself, the more you moan and groan, and the better it is for me. Okay? So, I want you to be loud. No shame, no worries about being unmanly, no trying to be stoic. I want to hear you sounding your absolute sluttiest. Oh, and I use the word slutty with absolutely no value judgments or aspersions on your morality. So, let me shed my robe. Not like it was concealing anything anyway. Okay. There. You know, using my true form would be less sexy. And it'd probably burn your house down. So the way I look now is shaped by your desires. And I'm guessing you really like busty girls, don't you? Look at them. They're huge. They're absolutely heavenly. You shouldn't feel ashamed of your desires. Who do you think gave you those desires? There's nothing wrong for having a thing for voluptuous women. You're so valid. How about, while I'm getting you ready for action again, you just bury your face in there? Yeah, like this. That's it. I'm not a tease like those demon girls are. You can indulge in whatever you like. Ooh. Yes, squeeze them. Knead them. Milk them. Oh, suck on them. Ooh. Oh. Oh, that's so good. Oh, you're taking such pleasure in being buried in there. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. So, let's just channel a bit of all this positive energy I'm generating back into your cock. Just stroke it. You really started squirming. Don't worry, it's entirely harmless. And see? See? Rock hard again. And it's so sensitive, isn't it? Oh, I... straining. Uh-huh. I can feel how much you need it. When you're ready, I'm going to... Ooh. I said, when you're done with my tits, I'll start. Whenever you're ready. Hey, excuse me? I know it's good, but how are you even breathing down there? Okay, take a break. You'd stay buried in there all day if you could, wouldn't you? Just smothering yourself in my tits as I stroke that cock. And I'd be okay with that, but I've got something even better. Let me just... See? I told you it'd be better. Just look at that. My tits. They look so good wrapped around your cock, don't they? Move your hips. Thrust. I'll press them together and... Oh, yes! Looks so good. Oh, the tip just peeking out. Go steady. I can tell how good it feels. So make it last as long as possible. That's it. nice and slow. Savor every moment. Okay. Oh, let me taste the tip. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It feels so good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And it must look so good, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My arms folded around my breasts. Pressing them around your cock. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes! Tell me how much you want it. Mm-hmm. You're making it so hard for me to resist the sin of pride. Are you close? Don't hold back. I can restore you one more time. Let yourself feel it. Let go. Just do whatever comes naturally. Close? Nearly. Oh. Oh. Oh, that face you're making is so beautiful. And, oh, I felt that. Go faster. Faster. Bounce my tits faster. Oh. Oh, it's coming. I can feel it. Oh, yes. Oh, so warm. Let it all out. Oh, all over my tits. Oh, yes. So good. Let's have a look. Oh, it's sticking my breasts together. All over my chest. Look what you did to me. And you sounded so cute. Oh. Now, I don't want to keep you up so long that you're feeling bad tomorrow for lack of sleep. No, seriously. Leaving you all groggy and drained because we spent the whole night having divinely good sex? I couldn't possibly do that to you. No matter how much you say you want me to. But I can stay with you a little longer. Long enough to restore your vigor. Now, would you like to put it inside me? Because I'd really like you to. I'm absorbing everything you're feeling. The incredible relief from coming between my breasts. But you still need more. Do you want me to take your virginity? Well, it might seem obvious, but explicit consent checking is important. Now, what position would you like to take me in? I can do any of them. Just mind the wings. No, I insist. You choose. Really? Letting me decide. Aww, that's sweet. I'd really like to ride you. If that's okay. Yes, grab my hips. Now, I'm just going to guide it in nice and slow so that it's not too much for you. Ooh, or you could pull me right down onto it. That works too. Oh, does it feel good? Inside a heavenly pussy? That's what it feels like to lose your virginity. Now, I'm just going to go nice and slow. Rock my hips gently and let you get used to it. You can't keep your hands off my breasts, can you? Don't be embarrassed. Get your hands on them and just squeeze. Gentle but firm. Oh, yes. Tug on my nipples. Let me bring my wings round us. There. It's a bit more intimate, isn't it? Just the two of us, bathed in heavenly light. That's it. You're getting faster. Come in me when you feel it's time. Don't hold. Me? Well, this is all about you, and oh, you are generous. It's the same as human women. Between my legs, a little upwards. Oh, there. That's the spot. Oh, yes. Oh, rub me there. Nice and slow. It's not going to take much. Not when I can feel your pure, wholesome desire for me. Oh, as well as feeling everything you're doing to me. Rubbing me right there. Oh, working my breasts. And that cock, oh, filling me so perfectly. Oh, yes. Oh, just stroke up. You're really going for it. Just relax. Slow down. Oh, you can't. Can I tell you a secret? I don't think I can either. I wasn't meant to lose control. I was just doing my duties as an angel, but it feels so good. I can't take it anymore. Okay, go harder if you want to. Oh, bring me to the peak. You're lifting off the bed just. Just bucking up into me. Oh, it's so wild, so undignified. I'm going to come. This lovely virgin cock is going to make me come. Hey, sit up. Yeah. Opposite each other. Let me wrap my legs and just spur you on. Oh, I don't know what's coming over me. But I know what's going to come inside me. Oh, please, more. Give me more. I'm begging you. That's so good. I'm going to. Oh, yes. Go. Do it. Fill up your slutty angel. Positively slutty. Oh, grace is upon me. I'm there. It's happening. I'm going to come. Please give it to me. Yes. Oh, my. I quite forgot this was an act of holy charity. I'm terribly sorry about being so demanding. Am I forgiven? You don't look like you mind, but still. Good. I had to make sure. How do you think I did? Good. And if a naughty little succubus turns up asking for your soul, what are you going to tell her? Maybe. You'd better be teasing. Okay, all right. So long as you're sure. Now, no more fantasizing about demon girls ravishing you. You hear me? I hope I've made my case about why my side is plainly the better one. Now, come here. Get your head back in my boobs, and I'll cuddle you till you drift off to sleep. And I hope I've taught you a valuable lesson about how fulfilling good sex can be, with no need for self-abasement, shame, or poor communication. And I... Oh, you're asleep already? He looks so cute, too. Sleep tight, my dear. It would be only proper to come back later. To make sure the lesson sticks.